Detroit, the Ndamukong Suh in studio with Ryan Russillo. I'm Scott Van Pelt. We're on ESPN Radio, ESPNRadio.com, presented by Progressive Insurance. Just one last thought on Detroit before we get to the reason that you're wearing a Michael Jackson glove today. It's a shame. For those of you that can get to the webcam, it's well worth seeing. It's an enormous man wearing a sparkly glove. You talk about a quick turnaround, and like you look at a Kansas City Chiefs team that they were poor last year, and here they are leading the division. It can happen quickly, and given how many close games there have been, How real is the sense that it doesn't have to be years plural down the road? It can be starting now the rest of the season, and immediately next year we can be a good team.
No question, and this is what we've talked about. We have basically the last quarter of our season to come in and fight try and finish this game off. Hopefully, go into the off season 4-0 and take that into the off season. Come back when the season does return and. Get ready for the new game.
I'd say if you're a stock, I've said all year, you should buy Detroit because they're clearly a team on the rise. Speaking of new games, segue.
Right, Michael Jackson, the experience. That's why you're here with the people from Ubisoft, which is an awesome company, the Assassin's Creed title. So we've known them
Patrick
for a little
Willis
while.
Was on talking Assassin's Creed. You're talking the Michael Jackson experience and wearing a glove.
And you're wearing the glove that Michael Jackson at one point, right? I don't know if that's the official one, but you have it on. So tell us a little bit about this game and the glove.
No, it's a great, fun-loving game. Being able to replicate all the great moves and signature moves Michael did when he was...
You can't dance.
I saw some of the video on First Take. You were in the green room to getting down over there.
Yeah, just a little bit. And it's actually a replica glove that I'm going to sign and be able to auction off. So make sure people hit up the Michael Jackson The Experience Facebook page, and you can follow me at Twitter and tweet me videos and tweet pics of your best moves, and I'll be able to pick out the best.
You can tweet at MJ The Experience altogether there, and so you got the glove. You can do all this dancing. How does something like this happen? Are you? I mean, the term gamer, I don't know if that's, it makes people sound like clowns, but I think that all of us, Ryan and I are playing UFC the other night at 3 a.m, so all of us have a little gamer in us. How did this come into, to being?
To me, it came into the simple fact I got to play Assassin's Creed actually down at the Maxim party in the Super Bowl, so I had another great opportunity to work with a great company, Ubisoft, and, obviously, me being a huge fan as a little kid and growing up, even till now, I'm still a huge fan of Michael Jackson and his family. I mean, it's a great opportunity to be able to be joint and be a part of that.
Are you a Madden or a college football player? Do you do that?
I do a little bit of it. It's tough for me to play my own sport. I like to play a little bit of basketball and some soccer, if anything, but it's hard to play football because, I mean, some of the things that they allow and some of the things they don't allow kind of frustrates me.
Well, Ryan, how funny is it? Because every guy we have on, they're always mad because their rating's not as high. Like, see, wide receivers are always mad at they're never fast enough, and then dudes, if like they feel like they should all be 99s.
If I was a defensive lineman in the NFL, though, I would not want to sit there and key up on myself the whole day playing Madden just because you're just a little limited in the video game what you're going to be able to do. You actually wreak more havoc in the real game than you would in the video game.
No question. But it's fun. It's all fun in games, and this game is true. Truly, going to be a lot of fun. I played it earlier today, and
so tell us about a level exactly. What are you doing when you're going through the Michael Jackson?
So you have the Wii controller, and the glove is pretty much the Wii controller. And
do you actually feel a little like the superpower a little bit?
I don't know if you feel a little super. You may or may not. It probably
get
depends
yourself
on
a fedora.
The person.
Yeah,
yeah. You definitely get to do all the motions with him and enjoy that. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, create a lot of fun in the competition, going to see who can dance the best and who get the highest points.
They can follow you on Twitter at Ndamukong and underscore Sue. All right, and again, you can tweet at MJ The Experience. It's a Ubisoft's Michael Jackson experience. I got to tell you, I didn't know when I came in today that I was going to see you in a Michael Jackson glove. always good to cross paths with you. Congratulations on your success thus far. It's been fun to watch and bring our messages to the Detroit Lions back that this show buys in. So next year when y'all are stars, don't forget the people that are with you early. Here,
no question. Always a pleasure talking to you all the time.
Have a great holiday season, Ndamukong. Great to have you here with us.